Hello and welcome back to Sex Scandalous Shenanigans Podcast. My name is Adrian and I'll be your host. In this show, I discuss history's most notorious mistresses and lovers. Please note that this show discusses topics of sex, sexual assault, politics, and religion. Listener discretion is advised. We're still rusticating in ancient Rome with the indecent Imperial Julio-Claudian line. Today's episode will focus on the Roman Empress Messalina, the third wife of Emperor Claudius. As usual, let's discuss and define the word mistress. Per Cambridge Dictionary, a mistress is a woman having a sexual relationship with a married man, or a woman who has a sexual relationship over a long period of time with a man who is not her husband. My contextual definition, a woman who has a sexual relationship with a man, regardless of his marital status. As with all the episodes, let's discuss the characters that will be featured today. Of course, we have Valeria Messalina, also known as Messalina or Messi. I may interchange them. We have Claudius, Caligula, Julia Livilla, Julia Drusilla, Tiberius, Germanicus, Agrippina the Elder, Agrippina the Younger, Mark Antony, Suetonius, Cassius Dio or Dio Cassius, Tacitus, Antonia the Elder, Octavia the Younger, Britannicus, Claudia Octavia, and Gaius Silius. As usual, this family tree has a very small set of branches, almost wreath-like, if you will. Let's get into her early life. Messalina's childhood and adolescent years have very little or to no records available. But she does come from an important lineage. Her parents were Domitia Lepida and Marcus Valerius Messalla Barbatus. Her maternal uncle was Gnaeus Domitius Ahenobarbus, and her aunt was Agrippina the Younger, who were the faithful parents of Emperor Nero. Don't worry, he'll get his own episode. Her mother, Domitia, was the daughter of Antonia Major, who was the niece of Augustus, and who was also later became Mark Antony's fourth wife, the wife before Cleopatra. In any case, Domitia's lineage was that of the imperial family. Furthermore, she pushed her daughter Valeria Messalina to marry Claudius. But here's what we do know about Messalina. Valeria Messalina, referred to as, again, Messalina or Messi, was born in Rome on the 25th of January, differentiating between either 17 or 20 AD. To make things more confusing, again, like I said, her uncle was Gnaeus Domitius Ahenobarbus, and he was Nero's father. In 38 AD, around age 21-ish, Messalina married her first husband, Claudius, heir to Caligula. At the time of their marriage, Claudius was aged about 48. Claudius and Messalina had enough sex to have two children. Britannicus, he was born on the 12th of February of 41 AD and died on the 11th of February of 55 AD, more than likely murdered by his stepmother. And then there's Claudia Octavia. She was born around 39-40 AD and died around 62 AD, so she was either 22 or 23 years old, young. Not as young as her brother, though. Again, we'll talk about them in later episodes. Her story gets messy. Not spicy, just messy. We return with our own old salacious friend, Suetonius, and our new friend, Tacitus, as sources. Remember, Suetonius recounts his stories with a lot of speculation, and that speculation is very hyperbolic. As usual, we take his sourcing with a pound of salt. What we do know is that she was extremely manipulative in her action. However, we cannot assume that all descriptions of Messalina can be held to be true. Messalina was known to use her influence to have many persecutions enacted on her behalf and to attain her agendas. One such victim, Appius Junius or Silanus, was a commander of the Roman military station in Spain. He was also Domitius. And so he had a lot of power and influence. Oh, and of course, being an effective and influential military leader, this could be a massive problem for Messalina when trying to maintain her power. Legend goes that both Messalina and Narcissus, Claudius's personal secretary, both had a dream in conjunction with each other about an assassination attempt on the emperor. This was no accident. as both Messalina and Narcissus were potentially trying to usurp Claudius. The assassin was claimed to be Silenus, but this is not true. Claudius too believed that Silenus was becoming too powerful and needed to be disposed of. Silenus was the military leader and governor of the Roman province of Hispania, or modern-day mostly Spain. In 41 AD, he was recalled back to Rome, and he was married to Messalina's mother, Domitia. It gets better. In 42 AD, Claudius's secretary, Narcissus, who was a freedman, or previously a slave but then became free, and Messalina came up with this ruse to manipulate Claudius. They prophesized via their dreams that Claudius was going to be murdered or assassinated by Silenus. Unknowingly, Silenus did venture into Claudius's chambers, and when it came to Claudius, it was at this point where he thought, based upon the dreams of his wife and his secretary, that Silenus was there to murder him. This did not happen. However, because of his antics, Claudius then charged Silenus with treason and had him executed. How fitting. Keep in mind that because Claudius had him charged with treason and executed, it may not have been Messalina and Narcissus that came up with the dream scheme, as I call it, to have Silenus removed from power. It could have just been through Claudius himself. Messalina was a messy woman. It is reported that Messalina was having many extramarital affairs, including her own potential stepdad. So not only is she killing bodies, but she's also sleeping with them. So the pile just keeps getting bigger and bigger. This time, she whacked the Praetorian Guard, Catona Justus, who was aware of Messi's increasing indiscretion. This way, Justus could not rat her out to her aged and anxious and terrified husband, Claudius. Another victim, Julia Lavilla, younger sister of Caligula, niece of Claudius, was also exiled and murdered by Messalina. Her other sister, Julia Drusilla, the favorite sister of Caligula, by the way, was also ordered to be disposed of. Apparently, Messalina thought they were going to replace her as potential wives for Claudius if she were to ever be divorced or killed herself. This bitch was whacking family members. Keep that in mind. After killing Julia Lavilla and Julia Drusilla, Messalina killed Lavilla's husband, Marcus Vincius, via poisoning. Why? Because he rebuffed her sexual advances. AKA, he didn't want to stick his dick in crazy. I want to put a DJ Khaled insert here, but I can't for copyright purposes. But I just want to say, and another one. Publius Valerius Asiaticus. Why? She wanted his gardens. The next blighter to go, Pompeius Magnus. He was the husband of Claudius' daughter Antonia. Again, why? He rivaled her son Britannicus's claim to the imperial throne. By having Antonia's husband removed, this did two things. One, kept the path for Britannicus to ascend to the throne when Claudius keeled over, and two, are able to marry a more advantageous person to Messi's liking. Meaning, Antonia was then married to Messalina's half-brother, Sulla Felix. The vibe I'm getting from Messalina, it's cool to be in the family. As long as you don't step on her toes, stay out of her way and you'll be good, and you'll keep your head on your shoulders. Her power as empress essentially went unchecked. According to Roman writer and philosopher Tacitus, Messalina would retain her power unadulterated with the addition of a mind at ease. Could they but forestall Claudius, who is slow to guard against treachery, was prompt to anger. Another thing I found was in the article Adultery to Incest, Messalina and Agrippina as Sexual Aggressors in Tacitus Annals from Vasiliki Pangusi. Tacitus describes Messalina thusly, a nymphomaniac. She was using and sleeping with men regardless of their social rank. Furthermore, Messalina was described by another Roman writer, Juvenal, as a lascisca. It was a derogatory term for women who were Roman prostitutes. We can certainly tell that Messalina had no or very little affection for Claudius. Clearly, per Tacitus, Juvenal, and Suetonius, Messalina wanted almost any other man's attention over her husband. That said, she fell for a young senator named Gaius Silius, born from 13 to 48 AD. And I just have to point out, kind of a silly name, isn't it? Silius was a Roman senator, so he and Messalina would have been in the same social circles, and they would have been closer in age compared to Messalina and Claudius. He also then became obsessed with her and then became her lover. In 48 AD, while Claudius was away in Ostia to oversee a new harbor, Messalina then decided to schedule and parade herself and Silius to be publicly and lavishly married. It has been noted, but not verified, that Messalina may have publicly declared herself divorced from Claudius. But again, sources are not clear. She became a bigamist. That's nice. Prior to their nuptials, Messalina had Silius divorce his wife. Again, I don't know who the wife was. I couldn't find her name, so apologies there. Remember when I mentioned Claudius's secretary, Narcissus, the guy who had a dream at the same time as Messalina did about the assassination attempt from Silenus? Well, he learned about Messalina's antics in marrying Silius and told Claudius. Well, I can tell you that one can assume or presume that by marrying Silius, he could then adopt her son. He could help Britannicus be the leader of Rome, kind of like a regency situation. Anyway, unfortunately for Messalina, word got back to Claudius via Narcissus. Now, when Claudius finally gets back to Rome, Messalina refused to speak with Claudius after multiple attempts of reaching out to find out what was going on. Narcissus advised that executing Messalina would be the best course of action, mostly because Claudius could easily be manipulated by Messalina. So, in 48 AD, aged between 28 to 31, she was killed. There's no specific date associated with her execution. What should be noted is that Messalina's legacy was being removed by the imperial family as well as the Senate. According to Michael Farquhar's book, A Treasury of Royal Scandals, there was one instance where Claudius called for Messalina after she was executed in 48 AD, and he apparently forgot that he had her executed, and he was wondering why she didn't appear for dinner. Ooh, how hard is it to forget that you executed your own wife? The intent was to eradicate her influence, Roman imperial history, and family. Here we are, discussing her. So, she really didn't get eradicated, did she? Nope, she did not. There's one story that needs to be shared about her antics in ancient Rome. How true it is dependent on the sources being used. In the context of this show, we shall see. According to Roman writer Pliny the Elder, this is the story that is most infamously related to Messalina. Here it goes. Messalina, the wife of Claudius Caesar, thinking this a palm quite worthy of an empress, selected for the purpose of deciding the question one of the most notorious of the women who followed the profession of a hired prostitute. The empress outdid her after continuing intercourse night and day at the 25th embrace. In essence, Pliny's saying that she outfucked a professional courtesan and or sex worker. Can we really define Messalina as a mistress? Not really. And here are my reasons why. One, she was married and she was an empress, so therefore before she could even think about having the title of mistress, she was empress first and foremost. Secondly, she married fairly young to her first husband, Claudius. So again, while she had her extramarital affairs, she was not the kept woman, she was the keeper of men. And two, in 48 AD, prior to her execution ordered by Claudius, as noted before, she threw a lavish and public marriage ceremony to Silius, the young senator that was also whacked and executed in 48 AD. So was she a mistress? No. Like I said, she kept men. Men didn't keep her. But she's certainly notorious. There is no doubt about that. She certainly got herself into multiple holes of sex, scandals, and definitely shenanigans. Her scandals included sleeping with other men, cheating on her husband, the Emperor Claudius, getting married publicly while being considered a bigamist, even though technically she may have publicly declared herself divorced from Claudius. And then, of course, her big sex scandal and shenanigan was having a fuck-off while competing with the other Roman courtesan and or sex worker. So no, she wasn't a mistress. She certainly got her rocks off. She gives off the female grasshopper vibes, knocking boots and then knocking off heads when she's done with them. Don't worry, Claudius remarried soon after to his niece, Agrippina the Younger. They'll both be discussed in a future episode, including Agrippina's potential relationship with her son Nero. Thank you for joining me today for discussing Messy Messalina. Remember, try not to get into any shenanigans or I just may end up telling your story. If you actually reach the end of the show, that's fantastic. But I do have a quick little update. Next week's episode is going to be focusing on Zeus, the Greek god who stuck his dick in everything. If you have any favorite Zeus stories, please let me know. You can reach out to me at sexscandalshenaniganspod@gmail.com and let me know which one is your favorite story, because I may tell it in this episode or this upcoming episode. Like I said, you can reach out to me via email. You can also go visit my website, sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site. Listen to the episodes there as well. The show is produced by me, Adrian. Artwork is by Jan Steen's Girl Eating Oysters, and the music is provided by the Advent Chamber Orchestra for performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Violins in A Minor RV 522. Thank you very much, and have a good one, and until next time, don't get into any shenanigans. Bye.